Good evening, everyone. It's Wednesday night. It's 7 o'clock on the west coast of the United States. And we are in the midst of discovering our way through The Hidden Work by E.J. Gold. This is a offering that he has made for us. And it is an exploration of the prayer absolute. The prayer absolute you'll find in chapter 11 of this book, and we've worked with it extensively over the months. Where we have gotten ourselves to is we've gotten ourselves to chapter 14. And in chapter 14 on page 149, there is a list of the seven celestial halls. And in the seven celestial halls, there are the wardens of those halls. A few weeks ago, several individuals have self-selected themselves into various choirs. And those choirs have come forth to present for us. They presented for us, and they have given us a presentation of those various halls. What the experiment is this. In the midst of the chapter, there's an indication that we are able to do angel training. We are able to do something called angel training. And it's an experiment that we're doing. It's an experiment to discover, is it possible to do that? Some of the tools and hints are in chapter 14 on how to do it. But the choirs have come together. The choirs have come together to present to us a way into their particular hall. And standing at the forefront of that hall is the particular warden of that hall. And we've been fortunate to be introduced to a number of those halls and the wardens thereof in the last few weeks. Tonight again, we are being graced by a choir, and the choir of the second hall. And that second hall and its warden is the Archangel Raphael. So join me tonight in the invitation and accepting the invitation presented to us by the second choir. And we will now present, we will wait for the presentation and allow ourselves to be bathed in that particular radiation.
Tamara, are you beginning? And now we prepare to call forth the second heaven, which is called Rakia, just as in the second day of creation. Raphael is the ruler of this heaven. It is the Doth of Yetzirah, the world of formation, or called the Psyche in Greek, and the veil that prevents human beings from seeing too clearly into the ways of heaven, especially those perceptions of eternal recurrence which could lead to despair if experienced directly at our early stage of ascent. Like all the heavens, Rakia represents a kind of spiritual experience, one that often allows aspirants to see themselves as others see them, and thus discover the key to themselves and their purpose in existence. This is the space where moments of Satori occur, as well as the sudden illumination of the clear light at death, or even in profound moments in daily life, when things go silent and become motionless. Raphael likes the company of humans. He likes to travel with them, get to know them, maybe even help them to see how their sleeping machines appear to others. One of the ways to understand how Raphael affects his gift of healing is to look more closely at his name in Hebrew, spelled out in its four individual letters. Hebrew is regarded by many as a holy language, Leshon HaKodesh, since, according to legend, it was given directly to humans by an angel of God. We can therefore unpack the meanings of each letter, which has a name as well as a number, in addition to a host of other associations given over millennia by a variety of influences. One of these sets of attributions is the tarot, where each of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet is represented by a card, a key of the major arcana. These are now represented on the altar. The four letters are Resh, Key 19, entitled The Sun. The letter R in the English language, with a numerical value of 200. Pei, Key 16, the tower. T in the English language, with a numerical value of 80. Aleph, Key 0, called the fool. The letter A in English, with a numerical value of 1. And the last letter, Lamed, Key 11, entitled Justice. The letter L, with a numerical value of 30. And now Mark will read a summary of some of the mysteries these keys can reveal to us.
We now have additional insights into the healing factors hidden in the Hebrew name Rapal, R-P-A-L, or Raphael. Suffering is a result of imbalance or disharmony of our functions, which are themselves the inexorable result of incarnation on the physical plane. Multiplicity and fragmentation entail identification, conflict, and a sense of separation, generating fears, repulsions, and attractions that attempt to rob us of our sense of presence and the awareness of who we really are. As we enter the path of return to the source of attention, trying to find our place in the work, we balance and harmonize these conflicts within us and reclaim that forgotten wholeness, which is our birthright. Wholeness is unified presence. And unified presence is healing.
Tonight, we wish to invite into our sacred space the presence of the Holy Archangel Raphael, Warden of the Second Choir, and the ruling Prince of the Second Heaven. His name, Raphael, means God has healed, or the Shining One who heals, and is of Chaldean origin. His original Hebrew name was Labiel, which was changed, according to Jewish tradition, when he complied with God's command concerning the creation of humans. In Hebrew, the word Rapha means healer or doctor, and this archangel is widely regarded as the ruler of all angels of healing. In the Book of Enoch, Book 1, we read that he is one of the presences set over all the diseases and all the wounds of the children of men. Raphael is often associated with the image of the serpent, generally in the form of a caduceus mounted on the staff that he carries. He is one of only three angels mentioned by name in the Bible. Although considered to be the leader of the order of virtues, he is also said to have the six wings of a seraph, and at the same time to belong to the cherubim, the dominions or dominations, and the powers. As noted, he is considered the chummiest and funniest of angels, and has often been pictured by artists chatting merrily with mortal beings. Archangel Raphael has a variety of functions in addition to his primary role of healer. He is considered to be the regent of the sun and the archangel of the Sephirah Tippereth in Asia, the world of making, one of the four worlds of Jewish cosmology. He is guardian of the tree of life, Etz Chaim, in the Garden of Eden, one of the six angels of repentance, and is an angel of prayer, love, joy, and light. He is also, in his spare time, an angel of science and knowledge, and is regarded as the friendliest of angels, frequently enjoying the company of humans regardless of their stature. This last characteristic is fully expressed in the Book of Tobit, where Raphael accompanies Tobias on his journey from Nineveh to Medea and only reveals himself as an angel while healing Tobias of his blindness at the end of their journey. This story also illustrates his reputation as a guardian of all travelers, whether their journey be physical, psychological, or spiritual. Raphael has a marked sense of humor, and in addition to his loftier duties as one of the seven angels who directly attend the throne of God, he is often known to help humans find lost pets. Maybe he can even help us find a missing part of ourselves. B'shem Adonai, Umi Lifunai Raphael, Ume Akorai Gabriel, Mimini Mikael, Omis Moli Uriel, Baal Broshi Shikinakel. Amen.
In the name of the Eternal, we invoke the presence of the Holy Archangel Raphael. And thank you for infusing us with your healing vibration of emerald green light. As you rise in the east, like the morning sun, clarity begins as fear and darkness fade away, allowing each of us to see anew the joy of creation. Your light-hearted touch lifts our spirits and expands their embrace to include all our fellow creatures. As you heal us of all our wounds, past and present, we are restored to wholeness and remain steadfast in our calling of helping others. May God's will be done. Amen.
Amen. We welcome the invitation to be in the healing space of the Archangel Raphael. We welcome the opportunity to be healed for ourselves and to heal and to invite others to be so healed. So what we would like now is we'd like each of us to present forth a name that they would like to place before Raphael on this altar of healing. So each in your time, as I call your name, please either enter it into the log or say it forth. And I'll start with Tianjo.
Stephen Finnick.
Ivan.
Noah. Lori Mosher.
Mark.
Artie Kano.
Silverdale.
Sue Carlson.
Susan.
Chris Williams.
I present a silent name for the healing event. Hawk Lady. Mark Circa. Sierra.
Sierra Lynn Belota. Happiness Pat Crisco.
The deer.
Mark Roach, Artie Cano. Vadir.
Simon Blar.
Vadir. Kathleen T. Silverdale, Sue Carlson. Simon Templar. Carol Damon.
Lost Horizon. Molly Midway. Okay. Honey.
Hawk Lady. Odette Mirdiane. Mirdiane.
Thank you. Gay Pauls. Doc Goth.
Gaplet, Mick Perry.
Okay.
Doc Golf, Gaia. Ginger Rogers, Tanny, and Susan K.
We now submit this list of names and individuals who are named.
We have Pathworld, Elaine O'Brien.
Thank you. We now submit we submit to the altar of healing then those who have been named, those who have been named in silence, and those yet to be named for this healing that is part of this particular chamber that our choir has led us into. We therefore, upon that this moment, submit those names.
Organic bodies. And for the benefit of all beings. ninth chamber. These are the instructions for the second chamber of the second hall of the Kingdom of Heaven. As I experience the disintegration of my organic identity into the primal elements of consciousness in my passage through the eternal world, the tattered remnants of the world of matter, these apparitions of phenomena are my own evocations emanating from my own primordial. In the second chamber of the second hall, the phantom reverberations of the organic mind are consumed in the emotions of my organic identity, evoking illusions of the phenomenon. My intention is cut up. I remember the emotion of my organic identity passing through. I'm passing once again into the endless emptiness of the void. Not swept away by them into the magnetic force of sudden rebirth, I invoke the presence of the guardian, the second hall, second chamber of the Kingdom of Heaven, the angel Raphael and the angel Sophriel, who roams the seven halls of heaven at his own will, who takes the form of a flame. The angel Sophriel I invoke. Brilliant blue radiation penetrates and dissolves all reverberations of my organic identity. As phantom after images, the phenomenal raised in soft, smoky white light seems to offer refuge. Bathe in the cleansing radiation, the brilliant blue light dissolving all vibrations of the organic mind, wandering in the sense images of the organic mind. May my non-phenomenal self be cleansed by the brilliant radiation of the angel Sophria. May ineffable reality be my guide. Blessed angel Sophriel, be my protector. Bring me safely through the second chamber of the second hall, which is your domain. Help me remember my God. Dissolve with the emotions of my identity, swirling in a hurricane of force. Separating phenomena of penetrating radiation, blue explosion from his heart to mine. Another life, soft web near the first, seems to offer refuge to dissolving my resistance. Feelings of ego, bathed in cleansing radiation.
Harry, Tianjo, can you take us out with the chant again, please?
Yes. Hashem Adonai, Umi Lichonai Raphael, Ume Akorai Gabriel, Mimi Ni Mikael, Omismoli Uriel, Baal Droshi, Shikinakel. Amen.
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 This concludes this chamber and this presentation by the choir of the second hall. Thank you for that. And we're back.
Thank you.
Let there be light.
And there was light.
You brought me to tears.
Yeah. So how did it go for everybody and also the presenters? Sometimes it's just fine to sit with it. Nothing overtly needs to be said. We were presented with an opportunity, and I'm thankful for that.
The chat, David, seems to reflect people found it quiet and moving.
Go ahead and read it specifically, please.
Well, Silverdale wrote, "Thank you, Second Hall. Very moving and inspirational."
Harry, I'd like to just break in there and elaborate. I thought that the altar and the presentation was produced a tremendous atmosphere. I think what you shared and Mark shared regarding the nature of Raphael as a healing Agent, I just felt that very much where I am. So thank you very much for the preparation that went into that. I just wish David had made a little bigger contribution.
Peace be with you.
We'll catch him afterwards. He gives it the office, actually. It felt like a very healing space to me. There was a particular moment in there. I'd have to review the recording or something. There was a moment that felt especially healing.
The comments go on.
Please.
Do you want me to read them, Harry, or would you like
to? Please do, Susan.
The Hawk Lady said this was a quiet, humbling experience. The Hawk Lady said I was moved to tears. Mark Roach said, like Hawk Lady said, quite humbling for me too. Simon says beautiful space. Great was its development. Sierra said profound. Half world, I'm here.
Good.
Madeer, beautiful altar. Happiness, I noticed the clarity of the chime at the close, indicating clearing and healing. Pathworld says it's wonderful.
And Susan herself says she was moved to tears.
I was moved to tears in the singing was very special. I mean, the whole thing was amazing. Very invocational.
Thank you for reading that, those comments, and thanks for everybody that participated. It's it takes two to perform the dance. It's the giver and our guides tonight were that second choir, both beautiful singing. I was quite moved by the singing. But I was also moved that how everybody responded and had a name to come forth to put on this altar. That's a huge part of it. It's a hand was reached out to us and we grabbed it. And that completes the circle and it allows then that it allows a way for that upperclassman, the archangel, to then reach down and say hello.
And then say what he wants.
And say it again, Pianjo.
And then ask, what do you want? We gave the angels request for healing, which is exactly what we called him for.
And that healing energy, in fact, went out. It, in fact, went out. People that were named and unnamed and were considered, the healing energy has cleansed. And the wonderful reading of the ninth chamber there. And it's important to point out the element of the cleansing radiation. When we are willing, when we're willing in our spirit to be in the cleansing radiation, when we're willing to be in its way, so to speak, when we allow ourselves to get in the way of that, our guides have shown us how to get there. We did get there, and then we hold ourselves there for the moment that we're able to. And we hold ourselves there by our interiority, By staying in our interiority, we acquiesce and surrender to the gift that's given to us by Raphael in this hall, and his guardian, whose name is again? And Sacriel. So they're waiting to express, and they were expressed and able to express tonight. And their expression was received and allowed by the participants.
I will have the altar set up today, so for the next week, I will continue to run for those names that are named, and it's been much like being in the reading or in the running of for throughout the week.
And we also had our helper take a shot of the altar, in hopefully in this light too. And we've got to wait, we're gonna let's do it one more time. And then among I'll be uploading the entire presentation. But I don't have an audio. Do I have an audio file, Pianjo, of your of
yes,
your
you saying? Do, David. You have, so a
have
CD.
It as a, oh, we have the CD. Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah, but I don't. I need to pull it off. So what I want to do is, we're going to upload that information. I'm also going to upload this particular image of this altar, so you can see how it is set up. And we can see that there are the traditional Rider-Waite deck four cards that Pianjo indicated to us early on. In addition to that, there are two angel cards from, I think Raphael is there?
Yes,
Sacriel are both there. And those were from the angel deck that E.J. Gold created. And what are the that is a Bodhisattva amulet?
Right.
Yes. There's a living crystal that's a Bodhisattva amulet. It's in the frame. Say it again, Susan.
Can you pan over to the altar?
Yeah, we're going to do that right now.
Mark Roach said that also especially beautiful and invocative, as well as invocative, altar and atmosphere. Had candles and incense here, and it seems quite connected.
That he has candles and incense there?
Yes.
Good. So that's something that we can do. and if the next presenters would like, we can put out that instruction to have a particular candle, and it can be of a particular color, by the way. If you don't know how to get colored candles, what you can do is get the colored altar candles. What is your color? Do you recall? Do you remember on the fourth hall what the color is, you guys?
Emerald green.
That's for Raphael. No, for Michael. Blue? Okay. So in any event, so for the next presentation, which will be Michael, there, it may be following Mark's lead here, we may want to get a blue candle, and a little altar candle, and the glass is blue, and you place a candle in it, then you have that blue radiation working for you. And you might have an incense as well. So, yes, so what we're doing is we're seeing different, in a couple of weeks, not next week will be the presentation of the fourth choir, which is the Archangel Michael. The following week, we're going to spend maybe a week or two discussing what did we see, what happened here, what went on, and we're going to take note of it. Members of each of the choirs will be there at that and can recall the invocation. They're markedly different.
What are the coins?
That's an amulet. That's the Bodhisattva amulet, right? Oh. The what? It's the angel matrix. Oh.
The amulet is next to.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. So that's the, can you see the coins?
Amulet.
Yeah, so here's the amulet, and this is the
Bodhisattva.
That's the Bodhisattva amulet.
And then the angel.
And then can you hold the angel matrix up closer? Oh no, hold. You broke it. Perfect, Simon. Perfect right there.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. Is that yours?
Yes.
Okay.
And what are these, Harry?
I don't know. I've not seen them. It looks alive.
Do you want to say what it is? Hang on a second. Here.
Ivan is holding two examples. These are matrices that are designed and created by eBay Gold. See, I can clearly hear the amulet. If he turns around the other one, he'll see the amulet behind. These are incredible shamanic tools that EJ has created. I have noticed a tremendous difference using the matrix on my altar. It's part of the transformational technology that he's created with the beacon and the amulets. And write Yanesh and find out about them. It is the one that I have there was it's hand drawn on hobby gold and was created by EJ and then these. CQR. And if you notice there's nine, and there's a reason why there's nine, but definitely check in with Yanesh if you want more information.
Thank you, Tamara. Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you.
Tell us over there. This is Stryker for the bell. So, this is what came forth from the choir for Raphael. That's how that one worked. Others worked differently and were and were and are effective. Now another, to take the healing, are there any other questions that individuals have at the moment, or is there anything anybody would like to share? Anything additional?
There was just comments that, like Vadir said, wow, it's amazing. And
nice. Thank you.
I really like the addition of the singing bowl and the use of the altar with the lights off and the candle.
Yep.
And the thing, I was really moved by the whole thing and the way that Harry and Mark kind of went back and forth with the information. It was a lot of information, but I felt like I was being told a story rather than just being given information.
Good. Excellent. Well put. Well put.
Thank you. And let's see. I've not heard the name. Gopal said, beautiful invocation. Grateful to have been here.
I'm glad you joined us, Grant. Thank you for taking the time. It's so late. You are as well. And we appreciate that effort. And Badir as well. And Simon, you're all on the East Coast.
And half a miss, but I believe the healing blessed us all.
Yes. Now, tomorrow, what's going to happen is that at 3 o'clock Pacific time in Second Life, there's going to be a specific healing circle for Susan. And her character in Second Life is Susie Q. And there's a high probability that I will be there. And if you would like to join, you can instant message me and I can give you the teleport. It'll be in the healing, the main healing circle that some of you know where that is as well. So it'll be at 3 o'clock and it's Susan's character. Susan will be there and there'll be a specific healing circle which we'll participate in with Susan for this event. And if you would like to get on Second Life and you're not on Second Life, you go to the website Second Life, you create an account, and you download the program onto your computer. It's very easy. Once you get on, then you can attempt to friend me, and my name is World Worker, and then I will help you come to the space where the healing is taking place. At 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, which is Thursday, there is a meditation. And it's specifically a meditation on the prayer absolute. And that'll be at 7 also Pacific time. And people, it's in the crown of creation space. And if you don't know where that is, you can also instant message me and I can give you the teleport to that. And for some people who aren't on Second Life, that's gibberish. And others know exactly what it means. So, is that it for the evening then, Susan? Are we?
I think so. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. My honor, actually. I'm glad that we're getting to that exact point.
Well,
so thank you, everybody, for coming. And a special thanks again for the second choir and for the great effort that they've made this evening. We look forward to seeing you next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Good night.
Good night, all. Thanks.